This is The Pulse. Stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This story is part of our episode, Do It Yourself. What's more DIY than citizen science? It means all of us can participate in projects that advance knowledge in the scientific community. Checking for pests on trees, counting fireflies, measuring the depth of rivers and streams. For a lot of nature enthusiasts, it's what they love to do anyway. But their observations can now contribute to a larger cause. Paige Flager introduces us to birders using their well-trained eyes and ears to create a gigantic online map.
Holly Merker's eyes are constantly on the treetops.
Wow, this is a wren. It's moving in. Look at it. It's putting its wings up. It's displaying. It looks like, oh, there's another one.
We're in the woods at a wildlife refuge in Philadelphia. Holly has more gear on than a movie production crew. She has a huge camera draped over one arm and binoculars hanging from her neck. Her spotting scope, which is basically as tall as she is perched up on her shoulder.
Ooh.
She spots a bird and quickly starts snapping photos. Another bird sings behind her and she turns and starts recording the sound on her iPhone. Next, she opens up an app called eBird. Holly's using it to count all of the different birds that she's seen on our walk.
So right now I'm putting in, I can hear a Carolina wren singing, and I want to put like a value for some of the yellow rumps that we were seeing and some of the black and white warblers. So I'm going to enter in the number 9 for that little path right there. Lots of red-winged blackbirds. So I'm just typing in these numbers. I'm tapping the number value to increase it as I go along.
And I spoke with some of her friends who are doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's a nice way to keep track of what you've seen.
I have my eBird list this morning right now. It's, you know, a mobile app. And as I see birds, I just, you know.
Oh, it was like
them.
Already up on your home screen.
Yeah, exactly. Of course.
Yes.
The whole time.
And then at the end. Holly and her friends are just a few of the 630,000 birders around the world who use this app to report the birds they've seen. The collected bird counts are free and available to scientists.
We are gathering up this information, we're collecting this data, and we're just amateurs, but we're able to contribute with science. So it's a perfect marriage, I'd say, between, you know, a hobbyist birder like myself and professional ornithologists and researchers.
eBird is the digital darling of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. To attract birders to contribute, the lab made it like a game.
I've actually always used Pokemon as a way to explain birding to people.
That's Ian Davies, eBird's project coordinator.
In Pokemon, you learn 150 different kinds of creatures. You learn where to find them in the environment, and then you go and you collect them. And in birding, it's almost the same thing, but there's 10,000 species of birds. They're all around the world, and they're real, which is another great part. And by observing them, you both get kind of the satisfaction of seeing something new, but also through eBird of contributing to something larger.
Birders from Kansas to New Jersey contributed data to Scott Taylor's study. He's a researcher at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He used eBird data to show that warming winter temperatures are forcing two species of chickadees further north.
There's a lot of challenges that people who study birds face, and one of those is that you can only be in so many places at one time. But eBird increases our ability to look across entire regions of contact between species.
Scott says that without eBird, the field research would have taken a lot more time and a lot more money. Over the last decade, eBird basically provided them eyes and ears all over the country. Scientists like Scott want the help from everyday citizens, but they need to know that the information is accurate. Avid birder Holly Merker from earlier is the data reviewer for the entire state of Pennsylvania. eBird will flag an unusual sighting, like if I entered that I thought I saw an ostrich by the Liberty Bell, and then Holly would go in and either verify what I saw or explain to me why I probably got it wrong. That way, the birders will learn from their mistakes and the data quality will get better. After a few hours of birding, Holly puts the final touches on her eBird list for the day.
I'm going to hit this button right here, which says submit, and it's submitting to eBird. And now Cornell Lab of Ornithology has my data.
Does it feel good every time you hit that submit button?
You know, it really does. It really does. I love being able to contribute. Hitting that submit button is pretty awesome for me. Yeah.
So nerdy.
No, it is totally nerdy. Bird nerds. But, you know, hey, I love it.
That's Paige Flager reporting. You're listening to The Pulse.